We welcome you back inside the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We're joined by Jason Hart, Rough Riders hitting coach. And what an incredible start to the season on the offensive side. So far, through a little over a month, what are some of your takeaways offensively from this team?
They're grindy. And, you know, I knew it from the first spring training game of the year when I saw guys, you know, draw a couple walks and just work counts and shoot balls the other way. I was like, this is going to be a fun season. This group of guys, they work together, they fight, and they grind up bats out. And it's just a lot of fun.
This is a team that's had a lot of success from minor league free agents who the Rangers have signed and come in. When you have a team like that that's a little bit older and they have success like that, what's that like for you as a coach?
I mean, you know, these guys are pros, so it just makes the job easier. You go out there and you prepare them every day, and you give them all the information they need to go out there and execute their game plan. So it makes it really fun for me, just because it's kind of, you know, you're just working with a team full of professionals, and it just makes the job so much easier.
Max Wagner has been the story over the last couple of days. He's homered in three straight with the Rough Riders to begin his career. When you have a guy like that who comes in and you don't really know a lot about him as a hitter, and then you see him do that, what do you think of that?
I mean, it's just fun to watch that bat speed and the way he impacts the baseball. He was open to suggestions right out of the gate, looking, you know, I looked at his swing on video, had some ideas that I would have stuck in the back burner just waiting for the right time, and I definitely don't need to pull him out right now because he is swinging the bat really good.
We're joined by Jason Hart, Rough Riders hitting coach. I'll put you on the spot a little bit here. We're in Corpus Christi right now. You played here in 2005 with the Rough Riders. Do you remember how many homers you hit here?
I hit a couple. I definitely remember hitting a couple, and you know, I remember that perfect game. Obviously, that's one of the greatest memories of my career, let alone it happened here in Corpus. But I don't have any clue. Maybe three or four?
You hit four. You hit 309 here. You had 17 hits in 14 games. It's pretty good. What'd you like about hitting here?
Pull hitter, baby. You got that wind blowing out to left. This is perfect park for me.
Absolutely. Well, this is a team, obviously, that's hit a lot of home runs at the beginning of the season. That's always a great thing when it happens. But how much of an emphasis do you guys put on that as an organization?
You know, we want them to drive the ball. We want them to pick their spots. I'm more of a take your base hits kind of guy, but I want them to take their shots, you know, in certain counts. And, you know, when they get that gut feeling they're going to get a certain pitch, let it rip and then be able to tone it back down two strikes, you know, and shoot the ball the other way, or, you know, at least work the pitcher and work the bat. So we work on it in BP. I mean, they have a round where we let it rip, and because I feel like you have to practice it to be able to execute it in the game. But definitely with this group of guys, it's just grind ABs and pick your shots to go for it.
This team has scored a lot in the first inning this year. 31 runs in the first are actually the most out of all non-AAA teams in the minors. How important is that to kind of set the tone and get on the starting pitcher early?
I mean, I feel like Chavez has been amazing for us. You know, that leadoff hitter, setting the tone night in, night out, you know, working ABs that first, and sometimes, you know, jumping on something early, letting them know, you know, we're on the attack. But yeah, that first time through, our goal as an organization is to, you know, work that guy and get him out of the game as soon as possible and get to that bullpen. So, you know, it means not going out there and, you know, chasing out of the zone the first time through, then that's what we try to do.
Now, you were with the Rough Riders for a long time with the Rangers organization, coming back this year. What kind of stuff has changed since the last time you were here in 2019?
I mean, we're really letting the guys be themselves. We're trying to create the best them that they can be so they can maximize, you know, their ability and get as far as they possibly can. So it's just treating every player different because they're different, and just trying to make them the best them they can be.
That does it for part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Rough Riders hitting coach Jason Hart. Jack has starting lineups next, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, before first pitch between the Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals on the Cacique pregame show.